doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, back to the show. We got all kinds of things going on, interesting stuff. I've been talking to more people off the air about this bark-eating situation, pica, with dogs, and a lot of good tips and recommendations coming in. One call I was talking to off the air said, well, is it because of the molasses that you use put out and or something sweet? And I haven't done that in a long time, so I don't think that's it. It's something we're continuing to look at and we'll continue to report on. Our dogs, both of them, are eating all kinds of sticks and bark, and one of their favorite things is the caps on acorns, the acorn caps. They love those. So we've never seen it before. It's a strange kind of behavior that's going on. It's bothering me a little bit because some of these big pieces being swallowed could cause some problems, obviously. Let's see. I need to do a minute here. Well, what I need to tell you is remind you about my knee situation. I had a torn knee that is quite well, doing fine for a long time now, and it was done. It was fixed by using the stem cell therapy, and I recommend it to people if you're having any pain. I'm talking to people quite a bit about knee pain, back pain, this, that, and the other, and some people are going in for surgery. A lot of people are taking steroids. I recommend you look into a different approach, and that approach is this regenerative stem cell therapy. This company that we're working with is doing it differently. You're hearing about stem cell therapy a lot. There's advertising on radio, television, newspapers, but most of it, almost all of it that I've heard, is talking about using your own fat cells and going that way, or placenta or something like that. This is different. This is umbilical cords from live, healthy babies. They're born. The hospitals have been saving this material. It's incredible. So if you want a free consultation for some problem that you've been having and find out whether the people think it would work for you, what the cost would be and all that, there's no obligation at all. You can call 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. And there's a bunch of different ways that you can get more information about this natural organic approach that we've been talking about today. One way is to donate to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and get involved in the Organic Club of America and the other benefits there. You can see how all that works right on dirtdoctor.com. The Dirt Doctor newsletter is free. You can sign up right online. The current one you might want to look at, we've got one of the photographs that's quite interesting of one of the insects that you may be running into in your garden or your farm or whatever here pretty soon, if not already, for those of you south of me here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's giant bark aphids. When you see them, you might not even realize that they're aphids. They're big. They're the size of ladybugs, lady beetles. And it's kind of funny if you see ladybugs and the giant bark aphids together, because they'll just be bouncing off each other, and neither one of them can hurt the other one. There's no treatment that really is needed for these insects. Yes, they are aphids, and they have piercing and sucking mouth parts, and they'll stab twig growth on your trees and suck a little juice out, but I've never seen any damage that they do at all. You can see what they look like right on our website in the archives of the newsletter, or you can go to Facebook. That Facebook picture that I put up of the new Texas ash that we just planted, it's right below that, because the tree is the latest thing I put on, and then the right below that will be this newsletter. It's on both Twitter and on Facebook. But anyway, if you're interested in the books and helping Torque, just click on the red button, Howard's Books, at the top of the page. And YouTube, we've got a whole bunch of information there, and we're adding more all the time. The library on DirtDoctor.com is all in alphabetical order, and you can look up whatever you want to look up right there. Back to the phones. Who's been holding? Carl's been holding forever. Hey, Carl, appreciate the patience.
Yeah, I just wonder if you were familiar with the plant. The scientific name is Euphorbia P+. A common name is Petty's Perch.
Yeah, I've got about three or four different euphorbias myself in my garden. You're talking about one of the spurges that's real low growing.
Yeah, that's kind of considered a weed where in the locales where it actually grows. I don't think it grows around here, but it's another common name for it is cancer weed, because the resins from the stem, they say, will kill the cancer, skin cancers like basal cell carcinoma.
I think it probably will, kind of like fig juice. When you pull a fig off of a plant, Malcolm Beck discovered this a long time ago, you can dab that fig milk onto skin cancers that are just trying to get going, and it burns like crazy, but it works. It's pretty remarkable. The plant you're talking about, we've got good pictures in our on the website. It's a pretty little spurge or euphorbia, and it has one place where it's connected to the ground, and then it spreads out on the ground. Is that the one you're talking about? Kind of dark green, and when you break it, there's a real definite
green,
milk.
Kind of a reddish stem.
And milk, white milk sap comes out of it when it's broken.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's called milkweed.
Yeah, that's a typical weed that people ask me how to control, and it's got some very positive benefits for people.
You ever heard of it being grown fine around here in North Texas?
Oh, yeah. I've had it in my garden, and the photographs on my website on DirtDoctor.com, if you'll look at it and you can verify whether it's the one we're both talking about or not, it's in the weed newsletter and the weed entry in the library that I did last year.
Okay. Well, if it's the same plant, how would I go about locating some?
It's wild around here. If you just keep an eye out for it, you're going to see it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I ordered some seeds from Australia, actually.
Okay.
And it said it grows best in alkaline soil.
Yep. Well, that's probably the same plant. But even if it's not the same plant, Carl, it's going to be very, very similar and probably have some of the same benefits that you're talking about. Let me know. Send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com if you find out that it is something different, and we'll add it to the website.
Okay. Now, how do you go about checking the if it's alkaline soil? Use litmus paper or what?
Well, if you live in Fort Worth, Carl, you got alkaline soil. You don't need to check anything.
Okay.
We have alkaline soil. That means that the pH is above 7, and in our black soils, and with the caliche base and all the main soils that we have here in North Texas, our pH is up in the 8 range. If you have an unusual soil where you have red, sandy, acid kind of conditions, what that means is that's the old Trinity River location is probably what it is. And so there can be some low pH soils mixed in with our alkaline soils, but for the most part, 95% of the soils here are high pH. But any soil testing lab can tell you that real easy. You can send them a sample and ask them if you're curious.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. But probably in Fort Worth, it's going to be alkaline. That's where the West begins, of course. Sean in Hazlet, Texas. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. And I wanted to follow up with you. I called a couple of months ago, and we discussed a bur oak that I had planted using all the correct methods, had a healthy canopy, but wasn't getting a very good root base established and was kind of shifting back and forth in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed up and did, you know, you and I discussed on the previous call that I should stake it, kind of go through the growing season and see what, and see how, you know, what happened, and if it would reestablish and get a stronger root base.
Right.
Well, since that time, I immediately went ahead and did the staking. The top of the root ball was so exposed that there were several that were actually above the ground, and I actually cut all those off. And I don't know if that stimulated the root growth or what, but Howard, just in a short period of time,
it's doing good.
It's stiff now and strong.
Let me put you on hold. I got to run. I'll be back, everybody. Don't go away.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, the Dirt Doctor. Richard, thanks for holding so long. I appreciate your patience. What's up?
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. I had you on speaker. Okay. I didn't think I was going to get on this quick, but glad I did. Let me tell you, I've called before. I've got some palm trees in my yard, and I've had real good luck starting them like in one-gallon pots, just little tiny ones, and they've been in there about, 10 years, some of them. But spring before last, I mail ordered some little bare root. They came in the mail in a little box, and I put them in pots and put them in the yard where I was going to plant them, and they did great. They thrived and planted them, and the freeze got them. I had a spear pull on all of them, and I've had spear pulls on other ones that have made it and just continued to grow. And these are the Chinese windmill palms, you know, with the furry trunks.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the most cold hardy of all.
And I feel good about those. My needle palms, two little tiny needle palms that are in the kind of shady. One of them had a spear pull, the other one didn't. You know, I got less than $100 in the 6 plants, so I'm not real, real worried about it. But I put all the hydrogen peroxide in the house down the stem, and I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
Well, it sounds like you're doing something a little bit overdoing or something. Could you be watering them too much? Those are two of the toughest palms that anybody can plant anywhere in the country, needle palm and Chinese fan palm or Japanese fan palm, some people call it.
You know, I don't think so, because I've been doing this for 10 years, and my Texas sable palm's about 15 feet tall. And,
okay, that's another good one, yeah.
My Washingtonian filifera has been in the ground about 8 years, and it's just thriving.
You got all the good ones. You got all the hardy ones. What I would do if you're still having some disease issues is work some whole ground cornmeal in addition to the peroxide, which you're already doing. I'd mix the peroxide with Garrett juice, and I'd spray and drench, and then I'd work some whole ground cornmeal in the soil around the plants. And then kind of step back and really reevaluate how often you're watering. Those palms are also pretty drought tolerant, and one of the few things you can do wrong is overwater them and over-fertilize them.
Well, I hadn't been over-fertilizing them. I've been putting that palm tone on them, you know, in the spring and in the fall. And it's an organic. I got it at Nicholson Hardy.
It's an Espoma product, right?
I think so.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Just don't overdo it. I think that all those plants that you've got – are tough as a boot, and about the only thing you can do wrong with them is give them too much tender, loving care.
Well, I don't think I'm overwatering, and I've got a Pendo pump that's just rocking too.
That's another good one. That's another good one. Real good.
And I got another one in a pot, and I got a spot for it. And it's in a huge pot. I don't know how I'm gonna get it out this spring, but I'll figure something out. And the last thing, I know you're busy. And I had a wax ligustrum that made great shade, and it was planted by the builder in 1977. It just outgrew its space, and I tried to cut it back so we could walk around it down the walk, and it was just a woody stick. So I dug it out, and I went against my normal theory, and I bought a somewhat mature field-grown Washingtonian filifera and about a five-foot trunk, and it had a one-year guarantee, and that thing looks like it's going to die. You know, I cut the fronds back that were going straight up. Mm-hmm. What they did, I think, in South Texas, they grew it in a field and chopped it out, put it in a pot, and shipped it up here to Dallas to sell. And I was real leery, but I wanted something immediate shade, something immediate that's going to kind of match my other trees in the yard. And I dumped, probably 5 ounces of hydrogen peroxide down it. And, you know, I don't know. Should I just wait and see what happens?
Yeah, just wait and see. I think you're just doing a little too much on all of those. That Washingtonia filifera is tough as a boot, too. Every one you've mentioned looks like it comes out of my list of hardy palms. So the only thing I've heard you say that might be a problem is you're doing a little bit too much fertilizer and too much water. So
really?
Yeah, cut back and let them almost not suffer a little bit, but give them a little bit of tough love for a while, and let's see if that doesn't turn them around.
Well, these little palms, you know, I started, and I had my painter's drop cloths out, some T-posts. I was going to make little tents for them before the freeze, and I thought, well, it's going to be windy, and those drop cloths are going to blow in the pool.
Well, none of the palms that you've mentioned are going to have freeze damage. Those are all hardy palms.
Okay, when I planted that, put those in the pots 2 years ago. Oh, no, they're dogs. we got another one.
They're being attacked.
Oh man, Gaston, that 5 pound Pomeranian sounds like he's 20 pounds weight barks. But I'm gonna do it, and I'll call you and tell you what happened.
Okay, take some pictures and give a report, and we'll add it to our entry in the library on the hardy palms. Okay.
I appreciate it, Howard. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate that. And if you haven't seen it yet, if you're interested in palms, and this is for anybody in the across the country, a couple of those palms we were talking about grow anywhere in the United States. They're just like iron. We've got a newsletter and an entry that cover the toughest, most hardy palms of all, and they were pretty much all the ones Richard and I were just talking about. But it's on dirtdoctor.com in the library under palms and freeze-tolerant palms, and probably cross-referenced in several places. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. The number is 866-444-3478. Here's Jim in Bethany Beach, Delaware. Is that right, Jim? It's all running off the edge of the page
there. Yeah,
exactly
correct. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on there?
Okay, quick question. I have 30-year-old, 35-year-old holly trees.
Okay.
Beautiful specimens. But they've gotten so big, so fat, and a landscaping guy said, you can't kill them. He said, prune them on down wherever you want. And I'm checking with you to make sure he's telling me right.
Well, not exactly. It's going to stress the plants without any question if you prune them back really, really hard. They'll tend to come back. I mean, when we bought our house, Judy and I bought our house in 1984. I believe, and I had regular Chinese hollies, not the dwarf Chinese holly, but regular Chinese hollies as a hedge in front, and they're the ones that are really heavily armed and just tear you up, and I don't like them, so I cut them down. They came back from the ground for 10 years before I finally completely killed them out. So they will live, but will they be pretty and healthy? Is the question that he's not quite right about. I don't think you can cut them hollies back severely and they come out and will be real pretty and full at their new smaller size. You know, they want to be the size they are.
Right. And I'm talking about taking them in about 12 inches.
Well, how big are they? How tall?
let's say 12, 15
12,
foot
15
tall.
Feet. Yeah, 12 inches, no problem. But even at that, I wouldn't shear them. Some people do shear them, but I personally would not. I would do what's called pick pruning. Do you know how to do that?
Not well, go ahead and give me a quick lesson.
What you do is you look at the longest shoots that are coming out on the outside of the plant, and you follow
right.
that shoot back in to where it connects with another limb or with the trunk, and you pick prune it, that one limb off. And then you do it to the next one that's coming out the farthest. What you do with that technique, and yeah, it does take longer, but what you do with that pruning technique is you reduce the size of the plant, and it's still nice and soft and natural looking. You don't shear the leaves in half, and you don't leave a bunch of stubby cuts all over the plant.
Well, for years I've been using a power shear, and I take them in a little bit because it covers the spotlight. I take them in about 6-8 inches every year. I've been doing that.
Well, it's not going to kill the
right.
plant. It's just going to look a lot better if you go the other way.
I got you. Okay. And then just kind of shape it as I go along.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Right,
it's
good.
Really kind of fun to do that because you can stand back and look at your work and you can see that you're reducing the size of it, but you're maintaining the soft appearance, and you're not cutting the individual leaves, so you get kind of a messy brownish look for a while.
Right. I can just tell you, they're beautiful specimens. They're gorgeous.
That's great. Send me a picture.
They've gotten so fat, I will. All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Jim. And anybody, we'd love to get pictures of things that are doing well and that you want to brag about, things that you have questions about, things that you need help with and all that. You simply take a picture with your phone and send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. info@dirtdoctor.com. Daryl, the snake man, is next up. Hey, Daryl.
Greetings, Howard. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. 2 weeks in a row. How about you?
Yeah. It's almost like I'm back. So, did you see the email I sent you?
Recently?
Yes.
Must not have, Daryl.
Okay.
What'd you have?
It's a friend of mine who is going to start a foundation, actually in Duncanville. She's got a whole lot of the groundwork already laid. Let's see here. What can I tell you about? She's already got the support of a pretty big name. Let's see here. If I can find the name for you. He's one of the biggest names in mycorrhiza. And he's all on board with what she's trying to do. So she wants you to be on her board of directors, basically, is what the email's about. Very old friend of mine. She's a really amazing lady. Reminds me a lot of your daughter, Intrepid Traveler.
Okay. Well, I'd be glad to talk to her about it. I just looked at my phone. I haven't gotten any mail since 9:30 this morning. When I got up this morning, it said that it was putting new software. You know, it didn't give me an option. It said it was doing it, and it may have caused some problem. So I'll try.
This would have been 2 days ago, actually.
Okay. Well, I didn't get anything from you, so resend it if you will, and I'll be glad to talk to her.
Will do, sir. Thank you, sir. So the show sounds like it's doing great. Very pleased with what I hear. This whole mycorrhiza thing, I think you'll recognize the guy's name.
Well, Mike Amaranthus is my friend that knows more about it than anybody on earth. He just sold his business. You know, he's one of the co-authors with me and John Ferguson on the organic management for the professional book that we did. So
mm-hmm.
it wasn't Mike?
No, I just found it. It's Jeff Anderson.
Jeff Anderson. I don't know him, so I look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Jeff Anderson. Okay. We may have a big announcement for you sometime soon. We we're talking, Marty Whitaker and I and Doug, my business partner, talking about doing a event together. It's getting really close to happening because there's a lot of people that are fired up about it, including cities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And all the radio stations here we're discussing being involved in things, so it could blow up into a pretty big event. We'll keep you posted. It won't be until next fall. It'll be on out there in the future. But anybody interested in being involved in a actual event, a show at a location, you know, and booths and presentations and all that kind of thing that would be here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, drop me a line and let us know that you're interested, and we'll keep you posted on all that. One other thing, this is we got open lines. If you want to jump on here real quick, and I'll try to get it's going to be tough, but if you want to try to get in before we go away, you can, 866-444-3478. Questions about turf continue to come in at this time of the year, and it's kind of frustrating. There are people that continue to say that it's too late to do any planting of sod, and they start talking about that in September, and they really are still saying it now in the middle of the winter. Well, most landscape contractors know that that's not true. People in the golf business, people in the landscape business plant sod all through the winter time. That goes for the north, the bluegrasses and fescues and things like that. It goes for the south, the summer grasses, Bermuda, St. Augustine, zoysia, buffalo grass. And then the other thing that continues to be pretty bad information that's out there, and it comes from universities, which makes it, of course, you know, not being organic comes from universities too. But information about buffalo grass continues to be bad. And what's bad about the information on buffalo grass is kind of twofold. One is about its hardiness and its drought tolerance. People will tend to say that Bermuda grass is as drought tolerant and as tough as the buffalo grass, and there's nothing that could be farther from the truth. Buffalo grass is five times more drought tolerant than Bermuda grass. Bermuda grass, if it gets completely dry, if it dries out, it will die. Buffalo grass, once it's established, it can dry out. You can cut the sprinkler system completely off and forget about ever watering it again. Yeah, it'll turn a golden brown color, but it doesn't hurt it at all. Once it gets some moisture from rain or for irrigation, it just pops right back. The other incorrect information about buffalo grass is its wear tolerance. The grass that's got the least amount of wear tolerance by far is zoysia. I mean, it's terrible. And I learned that years ago on a golf course. Glen Eagles Golf Club in Plano, I was involved in the landscape design, the graphic design, everything. We were involved in the whole deal, and except for the design of the golf course, drawing a blank on the golf course architect's name, I'll think of it in a minute. Really interesting character. But he decided that to put zoysia on the shoulders of all the greens and the sand traps and the edges of tees. And it looked pretty. It was beautiful in the beginning. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, they wore out within a month where there was heavy traffic. Zoysia just simply cannot take any traffic. Beautiful to look at and beautiful if you have real light traffic. It's not as shade tolerant as some people would like to say, too. Some are much better than others. Some varieties, some cultivars are better than others. The grass that is the most durable to stand up to traffic by a gigantic margin is buffalo grass. Buffalo grass is our only native grass in North America. It is a fabulous grass. It's the only grass that should be planted in full sun. Can't grow in the shade. They keep trying to come up with shade tolerant, and they've Texas Tech and some people have come up with some pretty good solutions for some shady-ish situations. But buffalo grass is primarily for full sun, and where it's in full sun, you can drive buggies on it, run cars on it, store stuff on it, walk on it, have dogs run on it. It is the toughest for wear and tear of any grass that you can possibly plant. And can you plant it today or tomorrow or during the winter when it's cold? You betcha. It's cold tolerant as it can be. Great grass. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Our last little break for this weekend's show. And I've got a couple of callers that we'll work in and do all that right after this.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to go to Montana now and talk to, is it BB?
Yes.
Is that correct? Hi, BB.
Hi, Howard. Listen, we've been listening to you on 9:30 a.m. here for a while, and I've become really excited about Garrett Juice, which I wasn't introduced before. And my question is, I'm a member of a garden club here, and we do a lot of design work and a lot of presenting and a lot of certifications and so forth. Uh-huh. And I wanted to present it to the club, both as a recipe and both commercially, because I have both products here.
Okay.
And I wondered, do I have permission to do that?
I don't know what would be wrong with that. It'd be great to help spread the word. I think it'd be fine. What exactly were you going to do with it?
Well, I don't know that they're familiar with foliar leaf, feeding.
Uh-huh.
And it has worked wonders for my plants, my indoor plants
sure.
so far, and I certainly plan to use it in my organic gardening.
No, all the information that we have on the website, you can print and hand out. You can use any way you want to. Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, we have a county fair in August, and I thought it might be a good idea to set up a little... booth there, not booth, but a table, and as the people go by, I could give them a copy of the recipe. If that's
sure,
permissible.
No, that's perfectly fine. You can give them copies right off of our website or out of my books.
Well, I'll give them your website as well.
Y'all could sell the books, too, and make a little money that way, too. There's any number of things you can do. The online course, there could be a deal set up there for you to... make it available and, give out information really in any way we can help.
Okay.
That'd
very
be great.
Good. Well, thank you. That's what I needed to know. We really love your show.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, spreading the word, converting the world to organics is my mission. And so anything we can do, y'all can – have the commercial products like you suggested, I think, there and sell it. You can give out the handout that has a formula, and so people can make it themselves if they don't want to
mm-hmm.
buy it. It's totally up to you guys. We've got a brand new basic organic program. We're giving it out as part of the fundraising effort for the Texas Organic Research Center. And
mm-hmm.
y'all could
get, which I'm a member.
Okay, great. You can just make a copy of that and hand that out too.
Okay, very good. I could do that. Well, thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate it. We'll be listening.
Okay, I appreciate the call, and thanks for all the help.
Okay, bye now.
Talk to you later. All right, well, let's go through a few things. I don't think we're going to have time for any more calls, but let me go through a few things for you one last time. One is take a look at our wonderful dogs on the SPCA button right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. The current dog, Lunetta, just is a doll. She's beautiful. She's here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in McKinney, but there's also three other dogs in the Dallas SPCA, Marlin, Brutus, and Sky. Their pictures are all on our website right under that button. You can see them. Wherever you are, though, in the country, support your rescue organizations. It's just a terrific way to get a pet, get a new family member. As I explained in the first hour, our contest to identify the breed mix of our latest adoptee, Nellie, is taking too long. I'm not pleased with how the reporting of the blood test is supposed to be, you know, the most detailed, best test you can get based on blood work rather than the saliva in the mouth. So we're adding a couple of different possibilities there because we can't let this thing go on forever. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people guess the breed mix. We've got prizes lined up from very generous sponsors of the show, and we need to get that finished as soon as we can. So hopefully something will happen this week, and we can do that in the very, very near future. And we'll keep you posted on that. We had two winners, at least two winners. We may have had three from a note that I got earlier. We had at least two winners of the mystery photograph on the website winning the course. Two of the courses, the mystery photographs, if they haven't been identified on the website yet. Ohasanta was on the left, and then that was my Ohasanta, and then my Ginkgo on the right, the base of it. That was taken a year or so ago. It's even more dramatic now. I think I mentioned last week that we had some very good news from the Texas Forest Service, who I need to get together with on my tree, but they notified me that our champion pecan over in Weatherford that you've heard me talk about, and we've got really good coverage on the website about it, the native pecan tree is now again the official national champion pecan tree, and it's fabulous. We helped the owners with it some time ago. The new owner is a police officer there in Weatherford, and he's more than happy to have people come out and see it. So if you're in the Weatherford area, it's something that you ought to see if you've never met the tree before. It's incredible. It's somewhere around 800 years old. We do present trees that are older than that, but for a tree here in Texas, that's pretty old. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've loved being with you today. If you need information during the week, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. My books might be able to help you, and you can also help TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, by investing in some of the books. So check that out under the red button at the top of the page, Howard's Books. Until I see you again, stay organic and enjoy those healthy gardens. I'll see you next time.